I'm Gemma and I've been fostering for 11 years now. The majority of teenagers that we're getting have came from second or third homes.
What kind of an impact can that have on the children by the time they're coming through your door?
The children don't trust as easy. They've been taken from their home and placed with carer, then carer, then carer, and then they finally get to you and they don't want to trust, they don't want to open up their hearts, and they lock themselves in their rooms. They're very traumatised by the time they get to you after a second or third placement. And it is vital that we start finding places for them where they start there and they end there. Especially teenagers, they've got a lot of hormones kicking in, they're going through changes at school, and if it doesn't work out the first time or the second time, by the time the third and fourth time comes, you've got a lot of work to do, an awful lot.
And why is it that children are having to go through so many different homes?
There's not enough carers in Scotland. These children are being put basically wherever they can. They can be put wherever there's a bed empty. Sometimes we're getting placed with teenagers and we've got young babies or young children in the house, and it really isn't feasible actually. You know, with young children, you've got to go out to soft plays and adventure zones, things like that. Teenagers, they want to go out to the cinema, laser quest, shopping. It can be really hard on the families. It puts a lot of pressure on them. And a lot of the time as well, when the teenagers are coming in, they're not getting specialised care that they need. They're not getting to see therapists straight away. They're not getting intervention when it should be happening. We loved fostering teenagers. It was a new challenge. Once they settle, it's no longer a downhill struggle for them or an uphill struggle. Doesn't matter if you're going downhill with them or uphill. It's always a struggle. That disappears. Once trust comes into play and a relationship forms and the bond forms, everything falls into place for them. It's really, really hard to explain how amazing it is when somebody finally trusts you and settles and just becomes part of the family.